Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Lots of great things that you and I are covering today. My dear friend Tony Pham will be with us at 5:05. We have apparently, effectively, secured the border. Our southern border is, in fact, secure, first time in years. We're seeing an increase in the self-deportations. People who are here illegally are paying attention, saying, okay, so let me see if I understand this correctly. You're going to give me an airline ticket and $1,000, and I can leave, no harm, no foul, and then I can actually start the process legally, and I could, in theory, come back to the United States. That's right. And what happens if I don't do that? Well, we will find you and arrest you and deport you, and you will never be allowed back into the United States legally. All right, let's go with option number one. So that's happening quite a bit, and Tony Pham knows quite a bit about that. Looking forward to chatting with him. And Chris Beach. Chris, great guy. He's the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We're kind of wrapping up the next couple of days our big father figure fundraiser. This is the big one that we do every year. And this year I was voluntold that I was leading an all-star team as we all try to raise $100,000 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure. And there are four teams. It's like the big basketball championships, you know, the, what do you call it, NCAA stuff. And we're all, man, it's just a couple of dollars one way or another between first and fourth. So I don't get anything from it except, as I said, they've attached my name to it. So I'd love to see Team Cats actually come away as the top fundraiser. So Chris will be with us at 4:35. And in the middle of all that, we've got President Trump, who may, in fact, be meeting with Vladimir Putin and maybe Volodymyr Zelensky soon. How's the president doing? How are the members of Congress doing? Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joins us each and every week with a report, some insight, and also we got to talk about the efforts to secure our votes. Brian, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, always a pleasure.
It's great to hear your voice. Now, you know, we were chatting with your friend, Marley Hornick, the other day about some of the efforts to secure votes and secure ballots. Give me a little insight from you. What is going on with that? And are we here, say, in Virginia, where this is a very important race, are we going to see some efforts, you think, from outside groups to influence in the wrong way our election?
Well, absolutely, you know, Jeff, and that's why I'm saying that all Virginians really need to be focused on the November election, because it has, first of all, whether you live in the state or anywhere in the country, it has national implications. It's always seen as a bellwether for the following election in the rest of the country. So it's a bellwether for the midterms. So it's extremely important how this turns out. But, you know, you always said it before, you talked about, I forget what the term you used was, but it was like the Fairfax something. What was it? What do you call it on election night? The Fairfax, avalanche or whatever.
Yeah, we always get that dump from Fairfax. Every election, it's predictable.
The
There's some sort of technical difficulty tabulating the votes early.
The water pipe breaks.
and then once they know how much they need, the other votes are, then all of a sudden everything works and they get their numbers. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
Well, I've always said that the red rural counties should stop being so on the ball and stop delivering their totals so early and hold them back. And that's how this has always worked. You know, the red counties, we do things very efficiently here and we get the numbers in within an hour. And then if you're Fairfax, you just sit back and you wait for that. So that stop cooperating so much is what
that's
I'm
right.
saying.
Yeah.
Stop, delay your own numbers. Think differently.
Yeah.
Stall 6 hours, 7, 8 hours, and make Fairfax start reporting some real numbers rather than what it thinks it needs. But I think, I'm glad you've been having Marley Hornick on the show, because I've learned so much recently through the research that she has done and her group has done as well.
Yeah.
And that is, once you see the numbers, the research that these folks have done, you will never look at our elections the same way again. It's really shocking and eye-opening.
Yep. Yep.
And one thing that it tells us, Jeff, is that we've been kind of looking in the wrong place. Our focus was on the machines, and whether they're rigged or not. And they might be rigged, and I certainly don't trust the voting machine manufacturers for one second. And I think they did sue Fox into submission, and I think that's even why Tucker Carlson got fired. But what Marley Hornick and her group has been saying here is you don't even need to get to the machines. The whole thing's been compromised way before that, and that is with invalid registrations, with people who do not exist. Basically, when you use every commercial database that there is available to look for these people, you cannot find them. So how is it that these people are registered to vote if they exist, but you can't find them anywhere you look? They don't seem to function or exist in society anywhere else. And this is millions and millions of people, and it's going on not in every state, but in many, many states, certainly in Virginia. But in some states, it would completely, if we got rid of all of these fake registrations, it would completely change election outcomes forever, and it would be an earthquake in this country. In California, you're talking about as many as one-third of the registrations being invalid. So you think maybe California isn't even the deep blue state we thought it was. I mean, I grew up out there. I haven't lived there in a long, long time, but I was a refugee before anybody, Jeff, and I've lived in the East Coast since, most of the time since. But the thing was, when I was growing up, it was a Republican state. It was Ronald Reagan. It was Governor George Duke Manchin. It was these people who were, it was a red state. And then all of a sudden one day it was bright, it was dark, dark blue. And, and it never went back. And I could never figure that out. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Did not make sense.
When you think about it, Brian, I mean, you're talking about Ronald Reagan, right? I mean, late 60s, early 70s. It is absolutely a conservative state as well. I mean, even looking at Los Angeles with some of the leadership, and then obviously getting down into Orange County, good Lord. I mean, that was Bob Dornan country there. That was as conservative could get. And now it's just...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, it's craziness. It's just craziness. I think the only place, if you look at any of it, in theory, like the Central Valley is still nominally conservative and Republican on paper, right?
Right. And so the thing is, blue states matter in terms of who controls Congress, because there is no road for Republicans to have a House majority without winning districts in blue states like New York, like California, like, and I don't know if you call Virginia a blue state. I think it's a purple state personally, but,
yeah.
You know, but as Molly Hornick is saying, if you take away the fake registrations, it's a red state.
Yeah.
I mean, Virginia was always a red state, right? I mean, it just doesn't, you know, so if we ever got back to honesty in our elections, you wouldn't even recognize the map on election night if it was just about accuracy rather than people who have been padding the registration totals for so long that we don't even know any other way anymore. That's,
yeah.
It's so insidious how they did it bit by bit, year after year, and you didn't even notice, you know, it's like that drip, drip, drip.
Yes.
And then one day you start to think, oh, this must be real. And, you know, the bottom line is, Jeff, the far left, you know, they've never really been more than about 6% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why do they have so many seats in Congress? And we've had this fight over redistricting in Texas, but then these blue state governors like this moron, Maura Healey in Massachusetts, you know, screaming about gerrymandering in Texas. Well, Massachusetts is where gerrymandering was invented.
Exactly. and let's not kid ourselves, Brian. I mean, you there's not a single Republican member of Congress. There's not neither one of the senators Republican. I still look at the state house and the state senate up there. I don't think you guys could field a basketball team with a Republican membership.
And yet, the majority of voters in Massachusetts are independent. They're not Democrat or Republican.
Right.
And the other thing is, the last time around, the Republican running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren, got 40% of the vote. The guy got 40%, and he was a kind of a no-namer. I mean, he's had some money to spend. This guy's name was John Deaton. He's kind of like a Bitcoin guy.
Yeah.
And he's been floating around since, but he got 40% of the vote. So if a Republican can get 40% of the vote, but then there are no seats to show for that zero, how could that governor scream about gerrymandering in Texas? Because shouldn't 40% of the seats go to Republicans? No, you know, you get zero. In fact, Massachusetts hasn't elected a Republican as the House of Representatives in 32 years.
Right.
And other than Scott Brown winning the Senate in 2010 for a while, that, you know, serving as senator there for a while, it's been the same on the Senate side. So, you know, you want to talk about where things aren't fair.
That's right.
We can show you some deep blue states where a lot of people are being disenfranchised, a lot, millions and millions of people.
Hey, Massachusetts, man, there were three counties that still had high sheriffs who were Republican, and it's Lou Evangelides is the last man standing in Worcester, right? They got Barnstable, they got Plymouth, Bristol. I mean, it's crazy. Hey, Brian, we go on and on, man. I want people to be following you on Facebook and everything
else. Bet.
Yeah,
you
remind
bet.
Everybody where to find you.
Yeah, facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, mediaequalizer, or facebook.com/redwaveamerica.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. We will talk soon. That is Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.